I dipped tobacco for 18 years, and now that scares me. I used to do it after hockey games or on long car rides, then it became a habit. I never used to pay much attention to the potential side effects, but now I'm older, with a family, now I need to. I still have the urges, but these days I pack naturally with Jake's Mint Chew. It's non-nicotine, tobacco-free, made of USDA-certified organic mint. Jake's is long cut, holds well, has good flavor, and helps me avoid going for my chew tobacco. I've turned my friends on to Jake's, and I'm recommending it to you. Go to jakesmintchew.com. Chew healthy, chew mint.
Build a better bathroom today with help from Lowe's, where you'll find great deals on everything you need during the Kohler Dream Bathroom event. So hurry into your neighborhood store to get 10 to 15% off select Kohler and Sterling bath products that are sure to transform any bathroom. Don't miss out on all of the great savings happening right now at Lowe's. Selection varies by store. Valid February 11th through March 13th. U.S. only.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a person having a phone conversation in the elevator.
What? Yeah, no, I'm in the elevator. The elevator! Yeah! Anyway, I bundled our home and auto insurance through Progressive. No, bundled! We're gonna save big bucks now. No, bucks! Bucks!
Bundle your home and auto through Progressive and save.
Hello? Hello? She hung up.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company Affiliates. Home insurance provided and serviced by other select insurers.
Cub fans, starting this spring, listen to every exciting Cubs game right here on the new radio home of Cubs baseball. Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Cubs win!
WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Scoreboard update.
2 o'clock and from the Score Update Studios, I'm Matt Rodewald with a scoreboard update. They turned the corner on a franchise player. The Bears confirming today that Matt Forte is not going to be offered a contract for the 2016 season, and that ends the running back's career on the lakefront.
I kind of felt it coming, unfortunately, but I felt my own, end coming, and I've seen it, along the years of other Chicago Bears players that maybe you don't consider them finished, but in terms of the budget of the entire team, where the team wants to go. Not what you've done for me up until this point, but what can you do for me going forward.
That's Tom Thayer on with Spiegel and Rosner this morning. You can hear the rest of that conversation at 670thescore.com. Forte ranks second behind Walter Payton in five categories, including yards from scrimmage, pass receptions, and 100-yard rushing games. But the two-time Pro Bowler only reached the postseason one time in his eight seasons. He's just 30 years old. Jeremy Langford now becomes the heir apparent. Bulls get the week off now to figure out what they want to be going forward. They've got a 27-25 record heading into the All-Star break, but they open the second half of the back-to-back against Cleveland and then Toronto. And Paul Gasol will be playing in that All-Star game on Sunday at Toronto. Tonight, it's a celebrity game and the Rising Stars Challenge to kick off the weekend festivities. Blackhawks have dropped two straight, an awful first period last night against the Stars. They're off today. They host the Ducks tomorrow. Baseball, a couple of moves for the Cubs. They claim lefty reliever C.J. Reifenhauser off waivers from the Orioles. He spent a couple of seasons with the Rays a few years back with Joe Maddon, and Edgar Olmos was DFA'd in order to make room. Also, the Cubs officially signed Matt Mertin to a minor league contract. Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred will be on tomorrow's edition of Inside the Clubhouse. It's right here on 670 The Score. Scoreboard update brought to you by Rosen Hyundai, where you'll save a fistful of dollars. And come by Discount Tire today and tomorrow for incredible President's Day deals, and get Visa prepaid cards for up to $320 when you buy select tire and wheel packages with your Discount Tire credit card. Thank you, Discount Tire. Your low-price journey starts here. I'm Matt Rodewald, and you're listening to the new radio home for Chicago Cubs baseball. Starting this season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score, Chicago's home for Cubs baseball.
This hour is brought to you by Ryan Kelly. Visit thehomeloanexpert.com.
Boars and Bernstein.
Dan and Terry, the killer bees.
Afternoons on The Score.
Shoot, it might be my last game. I mean, nobody's guaranteed tomorrow. It might be your last day. I mean, everything's possible. I don't know that. I just know I appreciate it. I've got great, great respect for him and, everything he gave us this season. And, who knows where we'll all be tomorrow.
Breaking news this morning, Bears running back Matt Forte will not return to the Bears. Forte says he was told earlier this week by GM Ryan Pace that the Bears would not attempt to re-sign him.
I told Coach Fox, too, I was like, you got a great foundation here, whether I'm here or not. You know, I think this team has a great foundation right now. You got to start with that. You know, anything that's, you know, you're building a house, you got to start with a solid foundation or else it's going to fall. So I think this team has a great foundation right now and it just needs to be, you know, built up around the outside and different spots. And so once that happens, you know, I think this team will obviously, you know, turn the tide.
Morris and Bernstein, they deal in negativity. I call them trash dealers.
Dan Bernstein.
Yeah, I don't like looking at him.
Mad about a cooler.
Sports is life.
It's gotta work.
Morris and Bernstein, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 2:03, we now go to the Home Run In Pizza hotline. Home Run In Pizza, now open in Chicago's Lakeview neighborhood. The Hall of Famer, Dan Pompey. He is on Twitter, at Dan Pompey, and his work can be found at danpompey.net. Hello, Dan.
Hello, Dan and Matt. How are you guys today?
We're doing great. How are you?
I'm wonderful, thanks.
I think it's nice, too, that Bears fans are understanding, for the most part, at least perhaps listeners to this show, from the various ways that we have of gauging response. It seems like Bears fans understand why the Bears didn't want to re-sign a 30-year-old running back as good as he was.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you look at the history of running backs who are north of 30, and it's not pretty. There are very few who end up in their later years anywhere near as productive as when they were in their earlier years. It's tough with a guy like Forte, who has been a big part of the organization for so long, been a productive player, been a solid citizen, and you get to this point where his contract is up, and, you know, do you get into kind of this ugly negotiations with him where you almost insult him with an offer that he doesn't like to have, or do you let him test the market and say, come back, or you just say, we're going to cut the cord, we got some young guys here, this is a rebuilding project anyway, and we're going young all over, so we'll do it that way. I just hope what the Bears do is not make a case where other positions they're going with older guys and middle-of-the-road veterans. I hope that they really go young and they try to develop players the way the Green Bay Packers do, for instance, and they really make a commitment to making those young players into good NFL veterans.
Yeah, but Mike McCarthy's bitching that they don't sign enough free agents.
Well, there's always a happy medium somewhere to be found, right? You know, well, that's the interesting thing is because the head coach almost always wants to go with the veteran players because they're easier to coach. They know what they're doing. They don't make as many mistakes. There's not as much pain and suffering with the veterans. The young guys, you have to go through a period where, you know, you're spoon-feeding them and you're wondering if they're getting it and maybe they're not getting it. And so you're going to swing and miss on some of them. You're going to get to a certain point where you say, I'm throwing my hands up. I can't do it with this guy. It can be painful, but I think in the long run, for the health of the organization, it's the best thing to do given where the Bears are right now.
And Dan, I still think Matt Forte can be productive, and if there's a couple spots around the league. If he can end up on a handful of different teams used in the proper way, he can be productive still for a couple of years, I believe, just because of who he is physically. But still, the right decision to make is to move on. Now, what I like most about this decision, and it just keeps in track with what Ryan Pace and John Fox have done so far in their short time here with the team, is that they make decisions and move forward, regardless of who the player is or the position. It's a refreshing experience to see as a Bears fan where there is no ambiguity or confusion from the front office as far as what they want to do. Is that not what you want from your organization moving forward?
Yeah, I think it's a good way to go, really. I mean, they know what Matt Forte is as well as anybody, and they know what Jeremy Langford is, and they know what their depth of position is, and they know the overall feel for their team, the cap picture, all these different factors. So, you know, you've got to trust that they're making the decision that's best for the organization. You know, I made the statement on Twitter that I don't know that they're going to be as good at the running back position in 2016 as they were in 2015, just because Matt Forte was a pretty good player last year. You know, he averaged 4.1 yards per carry. I don't think any of the other backs averaged more than 3.7. Now, obviously, Jeremy Langford should grow and mature and become a better runner, but still, it's going to be difficult, I think, to replace everything that Forte gave you in terms of being a complete back, being a blocker, being able to pick up the blitz, being able to run pass routes, being able to catch, and in addition to being a good runner. He did everything pretty well. I mean, the one knock always has been on him that he hasn't been a very good short yardage back. But other than that, you know, very, very complete player and pretty rare in that regard.
Even though John Fox has bristled at any suggestion that another change at offensive coordinator would be a big step backward, saying, well, we have our systems in place. And he basically said, hey, I'm the head coach. Let me worry about that. Do you think that there was any factor at all, the fact that Dowell Loggins is taking over the offense, and maybe this would be an opportunity for some kind of fresh start, that maybe is with a couple of younger guys here, you have less carryover, you have somebody who's less set in his ways?
Yeah, interesting thought. I'm really not sure what the discussion was behind closed doors, but I would think it's probably bigger than that. You know, I think it's the kind of thing where, you know, the general manager gets involved and the head coach decides what he's most comfortable with and they move forward like that. The interesting thing is, you know, the Bears do have a decent amount of cap space, so they really they probably could have made it work with Matt Forte if they wanted to.
Right.
Maybe Forte would have gone out in free agency and found more money than they were comfortable paying him. I don't know about that. You never know what the market's going to be for a guy like that. Frank Gore got some pretty good money last year, but I think if you ask the Colts now, they would probably say we regret giving it to him. So. You never really know how that would have gone, but I think it was clear that they wanted to go in this direction before they even went down that road.
You know, the Bears have made some moves on the coaching staff this offseason, and one position that's still lacking is a wide receivers coach. Do you see that being a problem at all? Are we late in the offseason for that position not to be filled? Is that impacting Kevin White at all?
Well, I don't think it's impacting him yet, but certainly it's a position that you want a strong guy in. And it is kind of unusual that the position is not filled yet, and you wonder how they're going to fill it, if they're going to go with a guy who is out of work. Maybe they were waiting to see if someone was going to shake free from one of the Super Bowl teams. Maybe they had their eye on one of those guys. Sometimes that happens. Or maybe they're kind of looking around at some college guys and trying to evaluate the best guys. Oftentimes what happens when you try to fill some of these positions is you go from choice A to choice B to choice C to choice C. You know, you have all these, you have kind of a depth chart, and maybe they're going through the depth chart and finding out that A wouldn't work, B wouldn't work, C wouldn't work, and finding out what is in fact available at this late point.
I remain focused more on Martellus Bennett even than Matt Forte, simply because of a need situation with nobody set to take that position over in a year where it's extremely thin in the draft. And Zach Miller, even though he had sort of a late career, if you could call it a breakout year, he ended up, of course, hurt again because he's always hurt. You know, if Martellus has a year left on his deal, but everything that I've been hearing is that they don't want him back, that he's not football-y enough, he's a pain in their ass, he's difficult in the locker room, yet don't you have to say, can you live with it, can you get over it to keep a guy who's really good at his job?
Yeah, you know, I think the thing with Bennett is you better be sure you could replace him in some way, shape, or form. Those guys aren't easy to replace. There's just not enough of them to go around, especially a two-way tight end who could block as well as catch, which he is. And Zach Miller really isn't the same kind of player, even if you bring him back, and that's no guarantee at this point either. So I wonder if, you know, the Bears might move forward a little bit and see what's out there in free agency, see if they can fill that hole in another way before making a decision on letting go of Bennett. I guess I'm going to kind of be surprised if he's back next year, given everything that transpired, but it wouldn't be a complete shock because, you know, it's one of those situations where you cannot cut off your nose to spite your face.
Right.
And, you know, if you lose a guy who could give you something that no one else could give you and your offense takes three steps backwards as a result, it's not a good move.
But people are going to say that's exactly what they did with Brandon Marshall. The difference is that they were ready to take Kevin White. You know, that they knew that there was going to be, they didn't know the guy was going to be hurt, but they had a, like you say, there was a plan there, and we have yet to see what the plan is at the tight end position.
Yeah, they had targeted either White or Cooper, figuring that one of those guys would get to them in the draft. And that was part of their thinking with Brandon Marshall. And they also felt like they needed a different type of wide receiver from Brandon Marshall. They needed a guy who had some speed and could do some different things in the offense. And that was part of the thinking. You know, this is a little bit different situation because I don't know that they're going to be targeting a tight end in the draft. And given where they're picking, you know, they might not be so easily able to point to a guy and say, yeah, we're going to get him because there's a lot of other teams picking ahead of him.
You know, Dan, and a few texters have pointed out here that the Bears today hired Ben McDaniels.
I haven't seen that.
Out of Rutgers. Now, I'm looking at a report from SI saying that he joins the Bears staff, according to sources. John Fox saying that they've hired Ben McDaniels, joining the offensive staff, and that's according to a source. This is SI.com, and it is Thayer Evans who is writing this. Now, he has previous experience being a wide receivers coach. Is that a name that you had on your radar as far as what the Bears were looking at? Is he one of the guys?
He's not a guy who I'm familiar with. No, okay.
He's the younger brother of Josh McDaniels.
Yeah.
Rutgers offensive coordinator last season.
Well, I have heard of him, and I do know that he's a guy who has been highly regarded, but I don't know. I have not heard him in conjunction with this job, but I'm not really familiar enough to give you guys much good information on him.
Okay, and I wanted to ask you, if you look at this team, and I think there's a lot of areas of need in this offseason, whether it's free agency or the draft coming up looking for next season, what are your, when you evaluate this team, what are your top three positions or areas that need to be really evaluated and completely overhauled or added to in this offseason to move forward?
You know, I would really focus on the defensive front. Because I think they need multiple players up there. And, you know, they need guys who can make big plays. More than anything, they need guys who can make big plays because that was probably, to me, the biggest glaring weakness from this team last year is they really couldn't sack the quarterback. They couldn't come up with takeaways. They couldn't come up with the kind of plays that change momentum in football games. Those guys are hard to find, obviously, and you have to hope that you can get a guy with some special skill in the draft, I think. That has to be your first avenue to find that kind of guy. Whether he is an outside linebacker, whether he's an inside linebacker, whether he's a defensive end, you know, even an interior defensive lineman, any of those things I think would be huge. I think you could certainly go for a safety if you thought there was a game changer there. I don't know that you're going to find one of those either in free agency or in the draft. But you know, you have to address that position again. It seems like you address it every year, but you have to keep addressing it. To me, those are it. It's all about the defense this year. I think you have to find some building blocks for the defense at multiple positions and really prioritize that. And that's the thing, you know, you don't want to be getting rid of all these guys on offense who you know can play and create more holes that are going to take away from your ability to rebuild the defense.
Some last thoughts then on Matt Forte. And when we look at his numbers, we see a guy who is in a two-time Pro Bowl player and probably in that hall of the very good for a long time. When you start looking at, I'm looking at some of the comps that Pro Football Reference puts up for career, and you're looking at Eddie George and Mike Garrett and Marshawn Lynch and Clinton Portis, Terry Metcalf, Bryant Westbrook, and there is one Hall of Famer in there in Earl Campbell, who was noted for so much spectacular that he did in his very short career, where Matt Forte really has never been spectacular. There were some moves there. There were some memorable games, some contributions, but where in your sort of general football schema, where does Matt Forte fit?
Yeah, I would agree with what you're saying, Dan. Is, you know, really good player, really consistent player. I'll remember him as, you know, one of the best Bears running backs. Well, certainly, I would say You know, people underestimate Neil Anderson, and they forget about him all the time. But he was a four-time Pro Bowler who was really, really good in his prime, too. But, you know, I would say if you look at Bears history, you're talking about Forte in the same category with guys like Neil Anderson, Rick Caceres, who, you know, I think was a great underrated back who some people think he should be in the Hall of Fame. So he's in that category. Maybe he's at the top of that category. Very, very good player. Very consistent, durable, tough, complete. I think he left a really nice legacy with the team.
Well said, and that should be expected from Dan Pompey. Again, on Twitter, he's at Dan Pompey. If you want to read his work, it's danpompey.net. Thanks for taking the time to join us today.
Thanks, Dan.
It was fun, guys. Thank you.
Dan Pompey, and a little bit later on, we'll get a player's perspective, because Olin Krutz is not far removed from the same situation, not far removed from being a longtime Bear. One of the best ever, maybe the best at his position in franchise history, who had the team decided it was time to part ways with him. So he can tell us exactly what this feels like at 3 o'clock. It's the Boers and Bernstein Show. 4 o'clock, Friday Fung, Wild at Heart, our annual Valentine's Day topic. You have the score.
Moe and Hanley here. Right now, you are listening to Boers and Bernstein.
But when it's time to start your day, do it with us.
That's right. We're live at 5, talking about Chicago's hottest sports stories.
Moe and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
We wake up early just for you, Chicago.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Brandon Tierney, and this is a CBS Sports Minute. And I know, every year we hype up potential NBA blockbuster trades as the All-Star Game rolls in, and every year we're left with a few menial transactions that absolutely have zero impact on the postseason. And while you've surely heard this before, I gotta tell you, this year feels a little different. Very different. Names like Dwight Howard, Al Horford, Jeff Teague, and yep, you guessed it, Blake Griffin get a ton of run on the rumor mill. And given the circumstances, I'd be stunned if at least one of these names don't change uniforms. Mix in the Marcus Aldridge injury, and it makes sense for Memphis to reboot and shop Mike Conley as well. He's a free agent this summer in a couple of months. What about the Kings, Jazz, and Portland, all battling for the 8th seed in the West? Their reward? They get swept by the Warriors in round 1. Why not aggressively tweak now, with the hopes of taking 2 steps forward later? Bottom line, it's about to get pretty nuts, which only adds to the juice. I'm BT.
Build a better bathroom today with help from Lowe's, where you'll find great deals on everything you need during the Kohler Dream Bathroom event. So hurry into your neighborhood store to get 10 to 15% off select Kohler and Sterling bath products that are sure to transform any bathroom. Don't miss out on all of the great savings happening right now at Lowe's. Selection varies by store. Valid February 11th through March 13th. U.S. only.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedi's may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedi's, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedi's because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedi's isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for 2 free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
It's refund season, America, and this year, Block will get you your maximum refund plus a chance to win $1,000. 1,000 people win $1,000 every day at Block. That's $1 million a day, but it's only here for a limited time, so what are you waiting for? Come into Block and get your money, and maybe $1,000 too. It's refund season.
No purchase necessary. For rules and alternate method of entry, visit hrblock.com/grant. Open to legal U.S. residents age 18 plus. Enter January 4th through February 15th. 32,000 total winners. Void where prohibited. Not everyone gets a refund.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island hard root beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island hard root beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
It's the second Beer Lovers Meetup, an exciting event from the Lake County Fair Association for people who love fine craft beers, tasty spirits, wine, and foods. The theme on Bourbon Street is festive with Mardi Gras music from Zydeco Voodoo. Saturday, February 20th from 4 to 9 p.m. at the Lake County Fairgrounds, 1060 East Peterson Road in Grays Lake. Tickets are $45 per person at lcfair.com, $55 at the door, and include a souvenir sampling glass, 25 samples of craft beer and other beverages, as well as entertainment. $10 admission for designated drivers. Must be 21 or older to be admitted. lcfair.com.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of me arguing with an old-timey Southern lawyer in a courtroom. Objection! You can't show my clients' rates to your customers! We compare our Progressive Direct rate and our competitors' rates in one place, so shopping is easier. Only showing your rate when it's lowest! Slander in the court of law! No, we show our rate even when Progressive isn't the lowest. Uh-oh, I rest my case! Move to adjourn for snack time!
Compare rates and save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Mondays on CBS.
It's incredible!
It's not a bird. It's not a plane. It's not a man.
Who is Supergirl?
Supergirl? Supergirl.
You're her.
Pretty cool, huh?
Callista Flockhart.
This girl is the answer.
And Melissa Benoist.
Earth doesn't have just one hero anymore. Now it has me.
Don't miss the new drama, Supergirl. Mondays, only CBS.
Hey mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. income10.com.
Get the IRS off your back now with one phone call. Talk to a live professional tax relief agent and stop worrying about your tax problems. Wall & Associates offers free face-to-face consultations. Our average client settles for about 10% of their tax debt. Wall & Associates has settled thousands of cases for a small fraction of what was owed. Call 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. Not a solicitation for legal services.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
That means a lot. I mean, that's what you play the game for. You play the game to earn respect from your opponents and also your peers, which are your teammates. And so for them to say that obviously lets me know and kind of reassures you that you've been doing a good job and been a hard worker your career. And so, I feel like that I've been doing the right thing. And so if I continue to do that, I'll be in a good place when I finish playing football.
There's no doubt. Everybody agrees with that. Matt Forte is going to find himself a job somewhere, and he'll make a nice living continuing to run a football, and maybe he'll do very, very well. But even if he does, I understand why the Bears didn't want to spin that wheel. They didn't want to take that risk. Because Dan Pompey said, there aren't many of those contracts where you say, boy, I'm glad we did that.
Right, and I still think he's a guy that will beat the odds as far as when a running back hits a certain age. I think he'll still be productive. I would have been upset had they given him some long-term deal with a lot of money, knowing all the needs they have. That's not like the piece they need to fill. There's so much more work to do for this team to compete for a championship, so I'm fine with that. I'm curious to see where he'll go and what he'll sign for. I think there's a few teams out there that would be a great fit for Forte, Green Bay being one of them, New England another. It seems like they always just get veterans and are able to squeeze out the last year or two out of them. Seattle would be a great spot with Marshawn Lynch being done. He can fill in there and be a guy coming out of the backfield and helping Russell Wilson. But, you know, those are three spots off the top of my head. But it was, again, the bottom line for me, Bears made a decision and they moved forward. They drafted last year to address the running back position for the future. They have a guy they like and they're going to move forward with it. Matt Forte is no longer part of it. Fine. Just be decisive. Make decisions.
We are on final approach for the 2016 Charity Poker Championship. I can't believe the days just fly by. It is Thursday. It is coming up this Thursday, February 18th. We'll be at the Montgomery Club at 500 West Superior. This is to benefit One Step Programs, the Children's Oncology Services programs that help kids with cancer experience the simple joys of childhood. And it's brought to you by Robert W. Baird. It is sponsored in part by David Hochberg of Pearl Mortgage and associated agencies. And this is usually that time where people get off their ass and decide, all right, here, I'm going to get the spot. And we're also doing, we're starting giveaways next week on Monday through Thursday, I believe the day of. We are going to be giving away seats. There's a spectator seat that's going to be given away as well. We always have a set aside of about a table's worth of free opportunities to come play. So we will be doing that. But I urge you, if you have been planning on doing this, because this is, I think we're about three quarters full right now. So make sure you go to onestepcamp.org, onestepcamp.org, to grab one of those last seats for the 2016 Charity Poker Championship. It's such a great night. And we'll be at the auto show that day.
Yep.
I'm going to leave a little bit early to head over there for the start of everything. And then you're going to make it over a little bit later after the show to grab.
Yeah, so I'll finish the show on Thursday at the auto show and then head on over there and see you guys. Now, if you haven't been to Montgomery Club, I know you guys did it last year at Montgomery Club. I've done events there with Peanuts organization when he was here in Chicago. It's a great facility. It's fantastic staff. The night you guys put on for your poker thing is just, it's unreal. I mean, it's top shelf stuff. Booze and food, and it's a great atmosphere. It's just everyone's having a great time. A lot of mingling, a lot of socializing going on as well, so it's always a good time. If you're not a poker player, but you want a night out, and it's a relatively inexpensive night out for great food and great drink that goes to a great cause. If you're a casual poker player, pony the money up for it, because if you get knocked out right away, you're still donating to a great cause. And you never know what might happen in those kind of tournaments, how far and how deep you go into the tournament.
And you also, if some guys want to get knocked out early,
so they can drink and hang out.
Look, I wanted to donate, and right. Now I got the food and the top shelf booze, so it was almost worked out better some years. And then you get a guy who hangs in. You never know, because there are some experienced poker players, but because of the random nature of poker, and especially the random nature of a tournament that's on a time schedule, some guys get blinded out, and there's rebuys. There's also sorts of opportunities, so it gets crazy.
So I like to be a spectator there and hang out. I've considered playing. I've never played like competitively at all. I mean, I would be that guy at the table that would get mad at people, because I think I would I would go in like all in immediately. I would go in. I would just put all my and just go firsthand.
Be
like, but, you know, some guy, you know, because you know, like guys at like casinos get ticked at you at the blackjack table.
It's all for charity. Right. Nobody gets mad because it's for charity. And the winner goes to the World Series of Poker. I mean, really, we're playing for something real here. This is a WSOP play-in, and it's only a $275 entry fee for that. So if you actually look at what these play-ins cost, this is one of the best ways to get to the World Series of Poker in Las Vegas, to the main event. Thousands in prizes for the final table as well, and celebrity bounties. It's going to be a great, great night. A great, great. Great night. So make sure you go to onestepcamp.org, onestepcamp.org. Grab your spot.
Scoreboard update.
Just past 2:30 and from the Score Update studios, I'm Matt Rodewald with a scoreboard update. The Bears moving on from Matt Forte. He will not be offered a contract for 2016, and it ends the running back's career on the lakefront.
If you're naive to that, all you got to do is go think about Brock Vereen. And I keep bringing up his name in court from last year, because the Bears drafted him two years ago. And then he was the starter throughout OTAs, eight plays into the first preseason game. They put in Adrian Amos and cut Brock Vereen. So right there, I mean, those flags are still being raised this year. I mean, the challenge is the same. Your contribution to making sure John Fox's team is better this year than it was last year.
That's Bears analyst Tom Thayer talking about the fact that no one is safe on this roster with Spiegel and Rosner this morning. You can hear the rest of that conversation at 670thescore.com. Forte ranks second behind Walter Payton in five major categories. Two-time Pro Bowler, only reached the postseason, though, one time in his eight seasons. Jeremy Langford. Stanford, now the heir apparent. Multiple reports say the Bears have added former Rutgers offensive coordinator and quarterback coach Ben McDaniels to the coaching staff. Yes, he is the younger brother of Patriots offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels. Bulls have the week off to figure out who they are and what they're going to be going forward. A 27-25 record heading into the All-Star break, but they're going to open the second half with a back-to-back against Cleveland and Toronto starting next Thursday. Pau Gasol plays in the All-Star game on Sunday, and tonight you have the Celebrity Game and the Rising Stars Challenge in Toronto. Baseball, Cubs claim lefty reliever C.J. Reifenhauser off waivers from the Orioles. He was with the Rays 2 years ago with Joe Maddon. Edgar Olmos was DFA'd in order to make room. Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred will be on tomorrow's edition of Inside the Clubhouse right here on 670 The Score. And today, the Illinois Youth Soccer Organization is banning headers for the athletes under the age of 10 years old. That's a league that has more than 80,000 kids playing soccer going forward. Valentine's week is coming quick. It's already here. Trust Ashland Addison Florist to deliver your flowers and local chocolates and treats the same day. She'll be impressed. Visit www.ashadflorist.com today. I'm Matt Riddlewald. You're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting this season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
Read about that ban on the headers for Illinois youth soccer early this morning, and it's great. I know that youth soccer has been getting away from headers anyway, and AYSO says that they have coaches who don't teach it, but why not? It's been advised that ban go up even to older kids, even up to 14. I know I played soccer for years. I hated heading the ball because I'm hitting something with my head, and I don't think there's any good reason. For me, it comes down to this. There's just no justification for requiring a child to smash something with their head. It doesn't need to be. You don't have to do it to have soccer. You can hit it with your chest. You can hit it with your foot. You can jump up in the air and flip around and bicycle kick it if you want. But I just don't think it's fair in any way. I don't think it's justifiable, very simply, to have something that demands that a child hit something with his or her head.
Yeah, and how has that evolved for kids soccer? Is it because, I mean, I played 6 years when I was a kid. I mean, I'm in my early 40s, so it was a long time ago. I've never once headed a soccer ball, and I played goalie a couple seasons, but when I was on the field, I was never taught to, never told to, never said I had to. Is that evolved and grown within the game itself for the kids? Or
our practices, we had a whole section of every practice devoted to it, to how many times you could bounce it off your head.
Well, no, this is when you were playing. So, yeah, I mean, we're relatively the same age. So when was this for?
That was sixth grade through junior year of high school.
Okay.
So that takes me up through 1986.
Okay. So a little more competitive. I mean, I was playing like the Park District League. We weren't having those kind of drills run through in practice. I think it was more just about positioning, understanding what the positions were, and, you know, trying to be in the right spot at the right time. But
we had some brutal,
has it evolved now though for kids?
I don't know.
Are they I'm not a little more aggressive in the coaching of it?
I got to tell you, that is one thing where I won as a parent, where I have no experience, no interaction whatsoever with youth soccer.
Okay.
None.
Well, that's one area you won, but many would say that you've lost with the hockey thing. There's a lot going on with that.
Yeah, but I've learned. I've come to really enjoy it. I've come to enjoy the whole hockey culture.
It's so weird too. Where you were with hockey like 10 years ago?
No, I've come to enjoy it. I'm around the rink a lot.
Yeah,
I'm always at the rink.
Yeah,
it's like you know the people, you know all the families, right, and all the kids, and you watch them grow up, and it's just
10 years ago you hated hockey. Now you're a hockey dad.
No, I did. She said she hated hockey.
And you agreed with her.
I said, I don't like hockey either.
Right.
That's what I said.
Okay.
And I wasn't really all that into it. I'm not saying I said I don't watch a ton of hockey either, but I love the milieu of youth hockey.
Well, it's awesome what Jason's doing Monday. That's very, very
outdoor
cool.
Outdoor game.
That's very cool.
They have a grudge match against Evanston. They're going to kick our ass, though.
Yeah, really. It's fine. It'll be fun, though, to play outside.
Yeah. Because they're doing that now. Some of these, and Warren Park is a really nice outdoor facility. Okay. I don't know if I've ever skated there before, but they can pipe in music, and it's going to be very cool for the kids to do. But youth soccer, I don't know. I've got so many kids play, and, you know, I live right near the big Chicago Fire practice facility, right, the Chicago Fire pitch, and now there's like a bar and a restaurant in there. There's all the fields across the street, and the traffic's horrible because there's so
it's, oh really
it's oh my god so busy there now. And if you've one of those games lets out, forget it. You miss three lights. But they are, you know, I never really look. I never have paid attention to see if kids are heading the ball.
Well, you can text us at 67011, and if you're involved with youth soccer somehow, just you can answer that for us, since we don't know if that the practices or the game has evolved more where they're really incorporating that more for the kids. Now they're trying to get away from it, which is a good thing to do, just as you stated there. And people also responded on the texting at 67011 about the reports of the Bears hiring Ben McDaniels to their offensive staff. The reports haven't specified that he would be the wide receivers coach, a position they still need to fill. He has had that experience throughout his coaching career, going all the way back to coaching high school as well as a wide receivers coach. He did it for Rutgers for 1 year, spent more time as an offensive coordinator and a quarterbacks coach. In 2010, he was with Denver when Tim Tebow was there as a rookie, as a QB coach.
Think they bounced this off Jay?
That's what I was going to say. A lot of people have brought right. that up on texting. Will he have to work with Cutler, and how will Cutler feel about working with Josh McDaniels' younger brother? I would hope it wouldn't be an issue at this particular point. I mean, he's had to mature a little bit in his career, knowing he's in his final year of his contract, isn't he?
And it's his brother. It's
right.
not him.
It's not him. Right.
That wouldn't be fair to just assume that the
unless
guy
their paths have crossed some time. But I mean, Jay left in 08. He was there in 2010. So I can't see how that would be an issue. Knowing Jay, who knows? I mean, maybe he's going to hate him just because he's Josh's brother.
It's not even official yet, but we don't know what it's adding him to the offensive
staff. That's all the reports are saying, right? So we don't know if it would be even wide receivers coach, but it is one they have to fill. And even as Dan Pompey was saying earlier, that it's unusual at this point. I mean, here we are February 12th to not have that position filled yet.
Matt Abaticola in for Terry Bors. I'm Dan Bernstein. Olin Krutz at the top of the hour can offer unique perspective into the situation with Matt Forte finishing as a Bear, because something very, very similar happened fairly recently for him. You have WSCR, The Score.
The Text Zone on 670 The Score is presented to you by Grossinger.com. Find over 4,000 vehicles at 9 area locations at Grossinger.
Build a better bathroom today with help from Lowe's, where you'll find great deals on everything you need during the Kohler Dream Bathroom event. So hurry into your neighborhood store to get 10 to 15% off select Kohler and Sterling bath products that are sure to transform any bathroom. Don't miss out on all of the great savings happening right now at Lowe's. Selection varies by store. Valid February 11th through March 13th. U.S. only.
Pro Flowers and you, Bernstein, saved my ass. I said, why? He said, I just sent out 5 orders using your code. I said, seriously, thank you. That's great. It's going to look real. They're going to love that. He said, no. He said, I kept putting it off. I sat down at the computer and I just went 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's like sister, wife, mother-in-law, somebody else, and he just took care of it, and that's it. But this is the deal for Pro Flowers. Quick, easy delivery for Valentine's Day, guaranteed. It's a dozen red roses, a free glass vase, and chocolates for just $29.99. Or you can upgrade to romantic long stem roses, a premium vase, chocolates, and a spa kit for just $9.99 more. You can do it right now. You can go to proflowers.com and use my code. It's my last name, Bernstein. Easy. Even if you have Valentine's Day plans, you got to do the flowers. It's a huge hit every year. You can't beat the price. You certainly can't beat the convenience. Pro Flowers takes care of the details, guaranteeing that the flowers last 7 days or your money back. So there's no reason not to do this. The only way to get this, go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the top right corner and type in Bernstein. Proflowers.com. Click the mic. Type in Bernstein. Valentine's Day is almost here, so order now. Time's running out, and this offer expires tonight at midnight.
It's refund season, America. And this year, Block will get you your maximum refund plus a chance to win $1,000. 1,000 people win $1,000 every day at Block. That's $1 million a day. But it's only here for a limited time, so what are you waiting for? Come into Block and get your money. And maybe $1,000, too. It's refund season.
No purchase necessary. For rules and alternate method of entry, visit hrblock.com/grant. Open to legal U.S. residents age 18 plus. Enter January 4th through February 15th. 32,000 total winners. Void where prohibited. Not everyone gets a refund.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island hard root beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island hard root beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
Have you ever been turned down because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. Just call us at Parkview Credit today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they can finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. Call 800-957-0935 to see how much we can help your credit score, no matter how bad it is. Call now, 800-957-0935. That's 800-957-0935.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
1-800-375-5418. That's 1-800-375-5418.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions, for a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to goodairtoday.com. That's goodairtoday.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Well, this is always fun because every once in a while he appears in the hallway, his looming presence
shows up
over us all. And then we think, well, wait a second, there must be something going on in the world of closed wheel racing somewhere.
Oh, boy.
Scott Paddock is here, the president of Chicagoland Speedway.
As Dan offends your whole fan base as
well,
we start.
I'm telling you, the season's about to start. We've got the first NASCAR Sprint Cup race of the season, so it's already here.
Absolutely. Winter flew by, huh? It's racing season. So we're heading down on Tuesday to go see the World Center Racing at Daytona International Speedway. They're going to unveil the new $400 million makeover. So It proudly held that moniker of the World Center Racing the last 50 years, and it needed a little refresh, a little makeup, and it's being billed as the first true stadium of motorsports. Looks like an NFL stadium now. Really impressive.
Yeah, I was never a big race car guy, and then as our relationship has developed over the years, I've gotten more into it and get a chance to get out to Chicagoland Speedway as one of the best things you can do in the Chicagoland area. I mean, it's a lot of fun, whether you like racing or not. I remember my first race I saw, I'll never forget, just the experience of it all and just how loud and how fast. And it's just crazy to actually see it in person. But the Daytona 500 has always been something I've watched, even when I was barely a race fan, just because it's the time of the year and it just feels so big and it just starts things off. And it just takes the whole day. You just sit there and you watch it and you get into it. So,
you know, the irony is, unlike most sports that end with their culminating event, you know, in many respects, the Daytona 500 culminating event for racing kicks off the season. Now, there's still a great championship event down in Homestead in November, but it's ironic. The sport starts off with a bang. And you're right, for casual fans like you, Matt, not only the Daytona 500, but NASCAR, these NASCAR events in general. The analogy I always make is, even if you're not an avid horse racing fan, you love the Kentucky Derby mm-hmm. because of the bigness of
sure.
it, the pageantry, the pomp and circumstance. That's what a NASCAR Sprint Cup weekend is. It's music, it's camping, it's tailgating, it's this sense of community. And that makes it a very special weekend for fans, casual or avid.
Well, you talk about starting off with something that large for the sport. Well, what's happened is Chicagoland Speedway is the beneficiary of the sport's understanding of trying to create something big at the other end, and that's the chase for the NASCAR Sprint Cup, September 15th through 18th. It's the sixth consecutive year that's going to kick off at Chicagoland Speedway. So I think over time, they're developing that same size to get the equal and opposite time to say, like, here's the big opening, and now this kicks off the big close.
That, absolutely right, Dan. It's an honor for us to host that kickoff race in the Chase. Very coveted position on the calendar, and it drives huge economic impact for the Chicagoland region. You know, we celebrated hosting the NFL Draft and the Ryder Cup, and those are great events for the city. But the economic impact of these NASCAR Sprint Cup weekends is significant. And the beauty of our gift, it gives every year. It's an annual event. So, and we welcome fans from all across the country now with that Chase kickoff. So it is a big deal. And this bracket style championship, kind of almost like an NCAA elimination in the Chase, has made it much more understandable for the casual fans. 16 drivers are going to kick off that Chase race on September 18th, and then through a bracket style elimination, four will have the opportunity to take the championship down in Homestead in November.
Now, we do have some time still before we're here at Chicagoland Speedway in September. We have Daytona 500 on February 21st to start things off. But looking ahead to September, and people want to plan their summer because it's just going to go by super fast, as they always do. What are some things to keep in mind for Chicagoland Speedway in September?
Well, you know, it's an action-packed weekend. We're going to announce a big headline title sponsor here in about a month. Very kid-friendly national brand. Going to be really cool. And, you know, we always have great music artists to kind of add that musical element to the event. So, but there's a lot going on between now and then. We've got the NHRA that is going to be coming in July. And people ask me, what do you do all winter out at the Speedway? We actually have Championship Snowcross coming back March 4th and 5th. The best snowmobile racers in the world will be coming to our drag strip. We're literally creating snow right now, 10-foot base of snow for that event on March 4th and 5th, Route66Raceway.com to learn more. But it's going to be a lot of fun. But it's all about that September weekend. That's what keeps the lights on. That's what is the big celebration event for the Chicagoland area.
And one thing you mentioned for that, too, that goes along with that is the tailgating, which I was completely blown away by the first time I went. You know, tailgating at baseball games is kind of one thing. And then, you know, tailgating at a football game, you kind of step it up a little bit. But tailgating at a NASCAR event is out of this world.
These fans have a PhD in tailgating. Let me tell you, they know how to do it right. And yeah, that's what the weekend is all about. It's this pageantry, this pomp and circumstance. And, you know, unlike an NBA or an NFL game where you show up a little bit before time, maybe do some tailgating, watch the event and go home. We have fans, thousands of fans that camp with us all weekend long. Or
that's enough to bring a smoker and do like a whole hog or
people
briskets.
Do things like that. Yeah. That's what's insane.
Right. And, you know, I always explain NASCAR is two things that differentiate it from all other sports. This sense of community that we just talked about, and then the access. You know, you can get in the garage area, in the pit area, in the driver's meeting. You know, it's like having a sideline pass for a Chicago Bear game at Soldier Field times 10. That's what's kind of unique about NASCAR and part of the fabric of the sport that makes it so appealing to the fans.
Not to mention the kids' discounts and the opportunity to bring in some of your own food and drink. I think you guys have really listened to your fan. And every time you've said, what do you want? You've said, okay.
Yeah. Well, you know, you got to work that much harder. The at-home viewing experience in sports has become pretty compelling. So to convince a fan to make the effort to come out to the venue in any sport, you know, you've got to work harder than ever before. But there's nothing that can compare to that on-site sensory experience and that emotional connection you feel to sports when you're at the live event.
And our tickets are on sale now at ChicagolandSpeedway.com for the kickoff of the Chase. How soon, what advice would you give? Would you get better seats now? Are they going fast? How do people manage this opportunity the best way possible?
Yeah, I mean, we'll definitely be sold out. And so you want to act now. The sport's made a very nice comeback after, you know, a tough economic road for a few years. And the Chase has certainly helped some of the big new names coming into the sport. So, yeah, best seats available right now, best pricing available right now.
And how have you found, real quick, if you've given in some concessions maybe to your fan base to accommodate what they want, what they're telling you, how has that impacted business as far as the relationship with that fan base, though? Yeah. Like financially, it may take away a little bit at first, but how does that impact you positively?
Yeah, you know, we've innovated every year to make the experience better and better, including the creation of an infield fan zone to bring fans into that epicenter inside the oval. So, and the great thing about our sport is the drivers get it. They understand the importance of the fans. They're very accessible. Unlike an NFL player that's, you know, in the locker room just transfixed upon the game.
Well, Tony Stewart will come in there to interact with you.
These NASCAR drivers are out there doing corporate hospitality, autograph session with the fans, literally 2 hours before they're going to get in a stock car going 200 miles an hour in a pack of 40 cars. So it's pretty phenomenal.
What are the actual storylines this year? I see that the Vegas odds for Daytona have Dale Earnhardt at 6-1, Jimmy Johnson 7-1, then Joey Logano and Kevin Harvick at 10-1. The next group is Keselowski and Hamlin, Kyle Busch, Matt Kenseth. So is this race still about Dale Jr.?
you know, he's had as much success as anyone, Dan, on these super speedways, 2.5 mile length. But
the restrictor plate racing.
Yes, exactly. But when you look at the front runners this year, it's hard to pick one. You've got Kevin Harvick, who won 2 years ago, competed last year. Kyle Busch defending his championship. Dale Earnhardt Jr., Matt Kenseth. So it's pretty much wide open. You know, the story, we're going to be interested to see how Danica does, you know, with another year of experience. Let's see how she does, if she can take her first championship. Unfortunate news about Tony Stewart. Had an accident a couple of weeks ago in his dune buggy, overturned. He had a fractured vertebrae. This was supposed to be his retirement year. So in essence, he may miss his last Daytona 500, which is unfortunate. But he'll be back at some point, certainly for that kickoff race in Chicago. And, you know, you've got a lot of great young drivers. Chase Elliott, Bill Elliott's son's making
We had him in studio.
Yeah, that's right.
He was great.
He's running for Rookie of the Year this year. And a lot of great storylines. And what came out last week, if you heard, they announced a new revolutionary agreement with all the team owners, creating a charter system, almost like a franchise system. Hard to believe this sport never had that. If you were an owner and you invested your life resources in the sport, when you walked away, you had nothing to sell other than your equipment, your race shop, some tangible assets. Now they're creating 36 charters. So 40 teams will be allowed in each week. 36 will be charters. So if you want to get into the sport now, you've got to purchase one of those charters from an existing team owner. So
there was no way to build equity.
Isn't that amazing? It's hard to believe. It took 2016 before, you know, a guy like Rick Hendrick, Jack Roush, and these that invested their life
crazy.
In the sport.
See, but that's the whole idea of sports, is even if you can even lose money and still you have
franchise
an asset,
appreciation,
right, that's gaining value.
Right, right.
And now, last thing real quick, Jeff Gordon, TV analyst now. How does that impact losing him for racing? But how do you think he'll do as an analyst?
I think he'll do great. You know, he's the guy that brought the California good looks and that boardroom appeal to the sport, elevated it to a national level. So it's great that while we miss him on the racetrack, it's going to be great to have him still connected with the sport as an ambassador.
All right. Once again, if people want more information about Chicagoland Speedway, and I'm sure there's stuff there about Daytona as well, the best place you can go, ChicagolandSpeedway.com for all the information. Scott Paddock, I know in September you're going to be here again, and we're going to say, my God, it's September already.
Right.
I guarantee you that's going to happen. But always great to see you.
You too. Thanks Scott. Guys.
That is Chicagoland Speedway President Scott Paddock. Coming up next, Olin Kreutz will talk Matt Forte news with us on the Boers and Bernstein Show on The Score.
The Spiegeling Golf Show.
He wouldn't go at tacklers the way that, you know, Walter Payton did, but a beautiful, beautiful running back to watch and incredibly productive in yards from scrimmage. And it's been a hell of a run for Matt Forte.
The Spiegeling Golf Show. Weekdays 9 to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Build a better bathroom today with help from Lowe's, where you'll find great deals on everything you need during the Kohler Dream Bathroom event. So hurry into your neighborhood store to get 10 to 15% off select Kohler and Sterling bath products that are sure to transform any bathroom. Don't miss out on all of the great savings happening right now at Lowe's. Selection varies by store. Valid February 11th through March 13th, U.S. only.
It's refund season, America, and this year Block will get you your maximum refund plus a chance to win $1,000. 1,000 people win $1,000 every day at Block. That's $1 million a day, but it's only here for a limited time, so what are you waiting for? Come into Block and get your money, and maybe $1,000 too. It's refund season.
No purchase necessary. For rules and alternate method of entry, visit hrblock.com/grant. Open to legal U.S. residents age 18 plus. Enter January 4th through February 15th. 32,000 total winners. Void where prohibited. Not everyone gets a refund.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island hard root beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island hard root beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedes may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedes because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-2 237-21